When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. I just was trying to get me and Marcus a podcast. I wasn't thinking, oh yeah, Shop Mama Likes will be what the thing you do next. And Marcus's Bearded Body Buddy will be the thing up. Well, now we're doing it and it's so easy, all because we use Shopify. So Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch of your online shop to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I'm telling you right now, Shopify is the only reason why we've ever been able to sell anything. I'm talking about from tour merch, from or shirts for this podcast, I should say, head wraps, beard and body butter, anything we've sold, it's because of Shopify. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/argue now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. that brown chick, that chick that don't ever be sick because she's healthy and she's thirsty. And when you look at me, I know you want to work me. Thank you. And I'm also joined by this sexy little bronze man beside me. He's my co-host and he's my little thought. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Copper. Hey, if this is your first time, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. And, we talk about pretty much anything we want to, and we do it as a married couple. And we enjoy these topics, and sometimes they cause arguments. That's why it's called "This Is Gonna Cause an Argument," because that's what happens in marriage: is you love each other, you argue with each other, and you keep loving each other. Anyway, we do this every single week with our immediate family. And with this immediate family, we do all kinds of special things. We do all kinds of behind the scenes stuff. We talk to them before and after we press record. We do game nights, which has been a long time since we've done anything special. But they did come with us on vacation. Did they come with us on vacation?
No. Don't lie to these people.
I tried to get them to come with us
on vacation. They were with me on my birthday, though.
On the birthday, they was there. Anyway, you can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. Hey, and it's a good time over here. We also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one.
The other is... Lumi deodorant.
Lumi.
So Shopify is one, Lumi deodorant is one. Make sure you use our promo codes. Let them know that we sent you, and get those discounts, because that's also a part of this deal, is that if we partner in with them, if they got a discount, we want it for our people. Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
I feel good.
Are you glad that you are back in the office, or do you wish you were back home?
No. I'm glad I'm back in the office. Mm-hmm. Glad to be back home, period. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm glad to be back in the office. It's believe it or not, y'all, other than like getting ready and traveling here, it's easier to film here, at least for me.
Why?
It's more comfortable. And usually if we're recording at home, that means we ain't had time to come here, and there's been a lot of stuff happening, and whatever the case may be, is something hindering us from coming to the office. The fact that we're in the office means we can make that happen, and that's what I'm happy about.
You know, I really do enjoy filming here. Eventually, we won't be filming here because eventually the lease on here will be up. So I'm very interested to figure out what space we'll rent to film our podcast.
Absolutely, because we're going to film in space because I ain't setting all this up in the house. I ain't setting all this up in the house. Absolutely not.
So, yeah, I'm definitely interested to see where this goes, where we end up at. Yeah.
It's going to be a good one. Designed by yours truly.
By us truly. Why am I out of it?
Because I'm going to end up putting in the work. You ain't good.
Wait a minute.
See,
this is
all me. Look at all that. That was me.
Wait a minute. What all was you?
I loaded this stuff up. I put the wallpaper
up. Wait a minute. Loaded what stuff up?
These shelves and these chairs.
You're lying. You know that?
That was in the damn Navigator. What you talking about?
Let me tell you how I know I loaded this up. The man yelled at me for scraping this across the floor.
That shelf, yes.
Well, these you plants, just said shelves.
These plants, the chairs. No, the chairs.
The chairs you did. The plants, the shelves, the decor I brought up in here.
Angel, you don't remember we went to that store.
Yeah, we went to the store.
And picked out all of that shit.
This is what, you brought this?
That my truck was full. All the seats was laid down. That's how I know I had more than just this.
And you had these.
I had more than these. I remember picking these. That one of these. This damn plant. All this stuff was laid down. It don't matter, y'all. We gonna design the shit.
No. Well, yes.
This is no different from Angel saying I did this and I did that when it was a family affair.
And you correct me.
I correct you no more because I don't listen no more. Anyway, I'm excited for the new spot. Ooh, it don't feel good, do it?
No,
I'm excited for the new spot.
No, I don't. I'm just saying how far you were going to keep the lie. When you call me out, I'll be like, okay.
Y'all, they all just saw a reflection of every time y'all hear Angel tell a story about
our
family.
She can't ever be called out and just be the one called out.
And she does, I did this and I did that. And she completely excludes me from the story. And I'd be having to bring it up. Like, you know, I was there too, right?
And then I say, my bad. I don't go.
But it's consistent.
I don't go. No, I definitely brought the shelf when I'm like.
You definitely brought that shelf in. But I can't think of what else you brought in other than the shelf.
I promise you. Some of this decor, because I kept going back and adding shit. But these chairs, I know for certain you did.
Anyway, I put that wallpaper up.
Yes, that's what I thought. That's when you said design. You said I designed all this shit. I was like, now, come on now.
Put the wallpaper
down. You did.
Back up. Anyway, you going to continue on?
Well, once you stop lying, yes.
Yeah, well.
I guess I will never continue.
Nah.
All right, let's go to our first segment. Tank's Lee Pride. Because as you all know in our Patreon, today, the day that we're shooting, which is Monday, August 29th, is a very special day in our family. It is the birthday of our youngest baby, our youngest boy, my namesake, Amar Angel Anthony Tanksley. He's the only baby that has a piece of me in their name. Everybody else has a piece of their dad. Well, he does too. And he's the youngest, like I am, the youngest of four. So do you?
He as well.
You're the youngest of three. Mm-hmm. No, I was just saying he's the youngest of four like me. Do you have a Amar story that you
I do
like
have
to
an
share?
Amar story. So as y'all know, the kids went to.
I mean, a July 29th. Sorry. That's a little more. I said little Marcus's birthday. I said August 29th.
As y'all know, the kids went to Kentucky. They went to stay with the family over the month of July, pretty much. And they have a lot of fun. But particularly Amar, he usually gets ruined by our mothers. Meaning they cater to him. They do typical grandparent shit. They cater to him. He ends up getting spoiled. All of our hard work of getting him in line is completely thrown out the window. And it's going to take us a couple of days to get him back in line. He used to do that thing where he wouldn't say anything to us. If he was upset, he would just bow his head and not say anything and not respond. And we got to snatch that up out of him again because he's right back to doing it. We had a birthday party for him in Kentucky before we left. So all his cousins could be there. And then we're going to have another one today on his birthday for his friends. Anyway, the birthday party that we had for him in Kentucky, he was a complete asshole. Typical Amar's been with his one of his grandparents type stuff. I mean, just straight, I just wanted to, like, you know what? We taking you home and you're not getting no tablet or nothing because you being a jerk right now. And I know exactly why, because my mama done jacked you up again. That's what happened.
Yeah.
He's getting back around.
It's taking him a second.
It's taking him a second, but I got to be extremely stern with him. When something's going on, we got that away. We got him out of that.
Yeah.
He was good, but I already knew that was going to happen. But now I'm right back to being stern and come over here. Stand right here and talk to me. What is it?
Yeah, he's definitely become an ass. And it is very like, Lord.
But the same thing when we go off and Angel's mom keeps him, or he stays over her mom's house for a couple of days. The same thing. It's just like, y'all did this to him.
It's a little bit. The thing is, my mother doesn't ever get them for this long of a span.
Right.
His mom had them for almost 3 weeks solid. My mother gets them for a weekend at most, for most part. So it just takes a lot more like reshaping him back into a child that is not about to get his soul snatched up out of him. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My Tanksley Pride story with Amar is because he's becoming such a big boy with his little five-year-old self, he's now like willing to play, like he acknowledges when a baby is a baby. Like there's no, there's no like, I don't recognize the fact that you're smaller than me. So for instance, at his party, Marcus's cousin brought her 7-week-old baby.
Yeah.
The most adorable little baby. And he was like, oh my gosh, she's so adorable. He came over and
that's what you do.
What?
You do that. I don't know if it's for me to remind you of something or you to remember something.
Did I just do it now?
No, I just did it.
So to remind you to tell you something. Oh yeah. That's exactly what that means.
Yeah, no, I didn't know it until a couple years ago when you started doing it. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, if y'all not watching.
Oh, if you're listening. Yeah. Angel, as a reminder, she'll touch her nose, and it's supposed to be my cue to remind her of something.
Yes. Kennedy, did you get my text? Anyhow, he's like, oh, she's so adorable. And same thing, Brescia brought over Brave yesterday, or the day before yesterday, one of the two, and he was just like wanting to touch her feet. Of course, he was one of my kids. It's so funny. Why do kids always want to touch babies in the most like
soft spot?
Yeah, in the most sensitive area. They're like,
that's where you touch a dog and anything else small, you pet it on the head. There you go.
A dog. That makes sense.
Hey there.
But like he is all about the fact that it's same thing with the puppy. He knows that's a puppy. Oh, she's so adorable. He was walking the puppy around. He's just noticing that he is a big boy that is blowing my mind. And now, specific Tanksley Pride story, and I don't know how this is going to parlay into him starting kindergarten, is that he was in daycare in Kentucky with his cousin, his second cousin, because that's my great nephew, Trenton. And he was first not wanting to be there. His Marcus's mama was about to pull him out because Amar cried when he was getting dropped off. And we would like drop that dang on boy off.
Yeah.
Anyways, Amar would text message me randomly, and I would call him on his iPad, and he was like telling me, he said, Mom, are you gonna come get me for my new school? And I was like, when we get in town. And I said, are you having fun with Trenton? He was like, yes. He said, but Trenton is telling people that I'm his cousin. And I said, you are. He said, what? He thought Trenton was his friend. Then fast forward to his birthday party. I'm FaceTiming Victory, who's out here in California. And I turned the phone to Amar. And Amar is like, Amar's like, hey, Victory. Trenton pops his head into the frame because he's there. And he's like, hey. And Amar says, Victory, Trenton is my cousin. And Victory busts out laughing. And I said, Trenton is Victory's cousin, too. Amar said, what? Oh, my God. He was so blown away by this whole situation of having a cousin. But the what I meant by, I don't know how this will parlay into him going to school, is that I think, one, he's going to be like, I have another school. And then also, why is Trenton not here at this school? So I wonder how he's going to fare starting kindergarten with all new people and Trenton not being there.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. It's I noticed him. Well, he's noticed babies for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was one time I picked him up from daycare and like this, what age group does that go up to, that school?
That school goes up to 5th grade?
No. Oh, 5 years old?
Yeah, you talking about the one that he just left out here in California?
Yeah,
5 years old.
Okay, because I just noticed there's a big age range.
Because of people whose kids that are missed the cutoff. So you got people who have turned 5 in October, okay, right? They get to stay all the way through a whole other year.
But anyway, this daycare has like small like babies all the way up to 5 years old. So one day we were walking past, they put all the younger, I guess these kids are probably anywhere from 8 months to a year, so maybe younger, I don't know. Anyway, he's walking past and he was like, look, daddy, the babies. So as he's walking by, he's like, hi. And a couple of them said, hi, you know, making noises. And he giggled and thought that was the funniest thing.
He thinks he's a big boy. I just recently was looking at a picture of him hugging Micaiah. And like Micaiah just comes like barely up to his chest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who do you think you are, little boy? It's just the cutest thing ever. It's so cute. So that's our Tank Sleep Pride story. We're going to do the TikTok o'clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock. In relation to what our main topic will be on. So let me pull her up. There's a very, very amazing influencer that goes by Indescribable. Her real name is Jerilyn. She actually just filmed a special with Kev. So make sure you all get that. It was a Kev helped 4 female comedians film their first specials with Patreon, and they're on sale now, I think, for $5. So make sure you all check it out. Well, Jerilyn is under the guise of certain expectations that people should have that are platonic friends. I don't mean same gender, boy, girl. So let me turn up my phone for this TikTok o'clock.
Okay, so me and my friend, a platonic homeboy, we went somewhere last night and we had to get out the car like 3 times. Okay. And he didn't open my door not a single time. So I let it go by a couple times and then I said, now that's your 3rd time not opening my door. And he was like, well, I feel like that's romantic. And I said, wait, wait, this is a common courtesy. Okay. I know we just boys. Okay. I know we just boys, but I am still. Okay. Treat me like a lady. Disregard the mustache and the whiskers down here. Okay. I am very much still a feminine woman. Open my door. Open my door. Am I tripping? Bro, open my door, bro. What y'all think?
She's hilarious.
She's silly.
She's so hilarious. And the caption above her head says, did I do too much? I did respond in there, but I would love to hear your response first, being that you are a man who has a good amount of platonic female friendships. Like, you have way more female friendships than I have male friendships. So you have more practice at this.
I feel like she's absolutely tripping. I ain't gonna say I have never opened the door for one of my homegirls, but I don't recall ever doing that. That's not something that peaks up at the top. If we are going somewhere, I get out the car, y'all get y'all's asses out the car. I get in the car, get your ass in. Like, that's just, if you one of the homeboys, you got to be one of the homeboys. Uh-huh. Now, I'm still going to treat you like a lady, as in, like, if you doing something that you need help with, I'm going to help. If it's something that you seem like you struggle with, let me grab that for you. If it's something too heavy, like, physically, I'm stronger. Mm-hmm. Naturally. Just, you know, just the way the sex goes. Mm-hmm. But I'm not about to be walking around and opening up doors. If I walk to a door first, if I'm with one of my homegirls, yeah, I may open up the door to a restaurant or a establishment. You go on in, but I would also do it for a stranger. Mm-hmm. Just for me being a man, that, like, that's a woman. Even a man, if I walk to a door, somebody's behind me, 9 times out of 10, if they close enough behind me, I'm just going to open the door, let them go through. I do that for families. But if you one of the boys, you one of the boys. Unless I'm going around and I'm going to open it for James, and I'm going to open it for Chris, and I'm going to open it for Tyrone and Gerald, they're going to look at me like, why you opening up our door? Well, I opened it up for her, so I got to open for that homie. I got to open it up for y'all homies too. Yeah, that's not something I would even, I'd tell my sons to do that, like, for their mom.
Do you?
Well, I told Marcus, the younger ones ain't. But that's something, like, I would guide, you know, my sons to do, if, like, you know, young lady that you, like, how to treat a young lady that you're dating. Or the way you, even the way you carry yourself, or, you know, just in women in general. Like, I have cousins. I would do stuff like girl cousins. Again, the same thing. It's like, oh, let me help you with that if I need. I'm not going to walk empty handed and let you walk with full hands. That yeah. type of thing. But at the same time, yeah, opening up doors and stuff, I do that for romantic relationships, maybe special occasions. You know, if it's something, it's my homegirl, she about to go, let me get the door. You done had a car come get you, let me get the door for you. Maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as, that's something I reserve for, like I said, a romantic thing or respect thing, like an aunt or a mom or a grandmother, I'm going to open up your door. But if you one of the homeboys, you one of the homeboys. Or homies, you one of the homies. Simple as that.
Okay, so what I responded on her post was, I said, nope, no ma'am. I don't expect any of my homies to open a car for me. Just hold the door open if you enter a building before me and we cool. That is quite literally my standard. I don't even, well... And we're going to jump into more of the main topic. I'm not even that type of girl in a romantic setting.
This girl.
Even though now when we go on dates, that's when Marcus knows we're on a date.
Took 20 years.
I will sit there and he'll be like, and I'll be like, come open the door for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. It wasn't something that I expected from a romantic relationship either. Out of the fact that, and we're just going to let this go ahead.
Yeah, just let it roll over into it.
Actually, let's do the next ad so that we can just keep it going. It's officially vacation season. Personally, I'm super excited to take a trip to Mexico with my children. But you know what's not invited along on the vacation? Body odor. That's because no matter where I go, I always bring Lumi whole body deodorant. It keeps me smelling fresh all day, everywhere from armpits to underboobs to feet. In fact, it's clinically proven to control odor for a whopping 72 hours. So I can fly all the way to Singapore and still smell fresh for landing. Personally, we have traveled a lot in the past month and it's hot everywhere we've gone. So funk is at an all-time high for everybody else but us. Because we got Lumi with us. And I'm not about to be having people smelling me and thinking there's Pepe Le Pew. I'm not doing it. And did I mention they make the perfect minis, deos for your travel bag? For a special offer for new customers, get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code ARGUE at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. I absolutely love Lumi. Truly, it's very easy to use and it does work. And with these hotter days where we're making more body sweat, which can create body odor, Lumi is what you need to trust. It's a whole body deodorant created by OBGYN. It blocks odor up all day and controls it for up to 72 hours. They have all different types of ways to use it. They have the cream tube. They have a, like the normal like deodorant swipe. It's like a pre-odorant. And it has, they have one with sweat control, right? Because sometimes we need to get our sweat under control. Amen. And they have some amazing, amazing scents that you would love. It's paraben free, baking soda free, and pH balance. Again, Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, plus two free products of your choice and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code argue at 50% off your first purchase at lumedeodorant.com. That's code argue at lumedeodorant.com. As I was getting ready to say, for me, it has not been even a prerequisite for a romantic relationship. I have never been that like romantic romance girl in the traditional sense that a lot of people see it. When we think of like romance that they show, for instance, in a movie where they're like, oh, he brings you flowers. That's the one thing that I do probably out of all the romantic things. Flowers are actually something that I love getting because I just think they're pretty to look at. All the other.
The angel gonna watch them things die slowly.
Yes, and I love it. I love it. All the other things, while I can appreciate the effort because I know that it is a man's signal to show me that they are trying to treat me more special than just a chick that they've met randomly or just some other girl, it doesn't resonate to me as, oh my God, this is like love and romantic feelings. And I think that stems from just because of how I was raised.
Right. Yeah. It's the backgrounds are, you know, just different in that way. But yeah, Angel, even on our first date, when I pulled up to pick up Angel, I put the car in park and she's walking out. And I, as I'm getting out the car, because I'm trying to walk around to let her in, Angel just opens up the door and sets down. I was like, this heifer.
But
because that's something that she wasn't. Yeah.
And also, truly, I was excited. It's not like I hadn't been on a date where had opened doors for me. I was so excited to go out on the date. There was no, I didn't want, we don't need to take no time with no formalities. Let me get in this car. Let's go.
But yeah, so that's, again, like I said, I reserve like that type of thing for a respect type thing of like a elder, more someone older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, like an aunt or a mom or you know, even an older cousin, like my mom's the youngest of a whole bunch of kids. So I have aunts that are the age of, mm-hmm. I mean, cousins that are the age of most people's aunt and uncles. But yeah, as a friend, I'm like, my mind would never click over there to let me make sure. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm walking on this side, maybe, you know, back in the day, I don't know. I don't recall ever doing that.
Yeah.
But even like I said, other than one of my friends, she's walking with a handful of stuff. Let me get that.
Yeah.
Walking with a box and I'm empty handed. I'm going to get that just because that's just the Southern gentleman in me, but not opening up doors.
This is what I said. And I don't know Geraldine well. Actually, me and Geraldine have never met in person. We've only like communicated via social media. And I said, to me, she sounds like a woman who was raised with a father in her household and potentially brothers.
Yeah.
And the reason why, because Marcus was like, I don't know no brothers that be opening doors for their sisters. And I was like, but sometimes that's one, how fathers kind of train their sons on how to treat a woman is by having them practice with the women that are in the house, whether it be their mother, like you told mm-hmm. Marcus, open the door for your mom. It could potentially be the same for the daughter. And the reason why I say that is because that means that people who she doesn't have a romantic interest in or have a romantic interest in her that are men have already shown her
mm-hmm.
this is how a man does for a woman, regardless of whether you like her in that way, because she is of the female species of human, you are supposed to open the door for her. And I specifically pointed out to Marcus, I remember when me and him first started dating. Now, mind you, me and his big sister used to live with each other. She's his only sister. So I didn't really know him in the context when me and her were living together. Me and him, Marcus, weren't dating. So I didn't know him in this context yet. But once we started dating and his sister bought her house, Marcus went over there and did little stuff to her house. One thing I specifically remember, which he's like, he doesn't think he did it, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I just don't remember doing it.
He hung a tennis ball in his sister's garage because her garage was the depth where you have just enough room to get your full car in, mm-hmm. but you need to stop at a certain point so you don't hit the front wall, but you got to go to that point. So he hung a tennis ball for it to tap her front window once she got to that spot. And I remember thinking when he did that, that's so weird. Why is he doing that for her? Right? It was a quick moment of a thought because I was like, what is he doing? And then I was like, oh, he's her brother. So he's doing that because this is his sister. Because I don't have a brother. I did not have men that were not father figures doing things to bring ease into my life. Cause that's what it opens somebody's car door is potentially making something easy for a person. And so with that being said, I was like, oh, okay. That's what a brother would do. Okay. That's what, we just came back from my cousin Stacy's wedding. My cousin Andrew, who is 3 months older than me, you would have thought that was his daughter's wedding. Now, he did not raise his sister. It's not that type of relationship where it's like, oh, him being the older sibling, he helped raise his sister.
Now they got their ass whooped together.
Yes, they grew up together. But the way he was talking to them resort people, the way he was talking to the people in the wedding, he was standing up being like, we need to have the champagne flutes out now.
Adrian pointed out, she said, why are you so serious, right? I mean, he was giving people the stern, I'm the daddy look.
Yes, he was
like, get up, sit down.
Checking the wedding planner of the thing. He was not playing because that's his sister. And he's like, this is my sister's wedding and y'all not about to play around about my sister. Yeah. So I was like, that might be why for her, it's like, this is a platonic thing. I know we're homies.
Yeah.
But I'm a girl, so do the thing.
Yeah.
Did you have any female friends that you felt like expected it but realized Marcus just ain't gonna do it regardless?
I don't know. I can't think of one friend that I have that would expect me to now because I
we've got a visitor, Josh. This is one of my platonic friends. Josh, don't open.
Josh, why aren't you opening up doors for my
Josh
wife?
Josh will push me down.
Marcus, that's what
we're
saying.
What are you doing? I don't want to get makeup on you.
I'm gonna get makeup on you. No,
man. What you doing over here on a Monday?
I'm grabbing something real quick for the Ball Brothers show. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt everybody. Sorry.
No, it's all good. We should roll through to the Ball Brothers.
Remember what the hell I was saying. I can't think of any friends that I have that when I think about their personalities that would even expect something like it. Like
you can
one
go
of
back
our
in front of the camera, Josh.
Even I'm trying to think of our daintiest friend that we probably had is I would think
Quinn is probably the daintiest friend.
Yeah, Quinn is probably the daintiest, girliest friend that I have. I ain't never opened up no door for Quinn unless she was putting her baby in the back seat. Yeah, like I would carry her daughter to the car for her. Yeah. Sometimes and like, oh, she opened up the door. I even walk all our friends to the when they leave. I never open up her car door for her.
No, Marcus definitely doesn't do that.
I can't think of.
He'll look at our friends' cars if something is breaking down.
Now I've worked. We don't have a friend whose car I haven't looked at as far as maintenance.
Yes,
a girl anyway. Like everybody that I can think of has had an issue with their car, and they'd be like, "Hey, I'm gonna come over there. This is doing this, or this happened, or." They don't even have to ask. Our friend Shani, I was just like, you need transmission fluid in your car.
Yeah.
But that's just, I would do that for dudes too. I do that for dudes. That's not even, has nothing to do with male versus female.
Do you open the car door for your sister?
No. If anything, when she opened the door, I would slam it.
Because slam her back into the car. Because he's a jackass.
But, But yeah, but that's just.
So what are the common, what are the more gentlemanly things that you do for your platonic friends? And I'm going to think of what are the gentlemanly things that I expect from my platonic male friends. I already have the answer.
You said the gentleman things that I do for my platonic friends?
Yeah.
Like I already stated, like if they're carrying something like outside of like a purse, if it's a big box or something, I'm not about to walk empty handed and let anybody, any woman just carry something that I know. I'm like, I'm going to take that. I do that for coworkers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can't think the walk on that side of the street type thing, maybe.
Okay. That's a gentlemanly thing.
Yeah. The walk on the street side of the sidewalk. Yeah, I can't think of anything specific that I do other than just me being just the natural gentlemanly things that I would do.
Do you think Damien in the chat, he said it's you're a little brother. I think he's saying that mainly because you be
With my little. Yeah, he seen me in action around my sister this weekend.
But so. Do you think your brother Pete does anything
different than I do with my sister?
Yeah. Or with
no,
platonic. The only
I've never seen him, and I don't know other than the girls that he grew up with,
mm-hmm.
which is few and far between. I never really see them all in the same setting. You're my brother's 10 years older than me, so maybe he would have a bitter.
You like? I ain't never seen my brother with nobody platonic.
Nah.
So I will say this: being on tour with
and rain protection. That's another one.
Oh, putting something over a woman's head. Because we all
know, especially black women, it's like, I'm going to help you protect your head. Or I will go, if it's raining, I will go get an umbrella for you in the rain and be like, here.
Yeah.
I would do that for a platonic friend.
So what I noticed being on tour with all men, I stopped fighting them the second time. So during Slightly Problematic, they would literally try to push me to keep me from getting my luggage off of the carousel. Cause you know me, I'm like, I see my bag, I'm gonna go get my bag. Now, by the time we got to Here's the Thing tour, I said, I'm not gonna keep fighting y'all. Y'all go ahead and get the bag. I'm gonna be in the Sprinter. Or when we would get out the Sprinter, I'm going in the hotel to check into my room and I'll get my luggage.
Yeah, y'all gonna push afterwards. Me too far now. Matter of fact, take my bags to my room and unpack them. And I'll expect you here in the morning to pack them back.
Yes, pretty much. I definitely got to the place of, okay, is this, so y'all just not going, y'all going to sit here? Because it would get to the point where it was almost about to be, for real, an argument. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Fine. Since it's something that is so important to y'all and y'all want to make me feel like I am.
They fought harder than me.
Yeah, you ain't
going to fight. I got to a point, I was like, do you? People be looking at me like, you gonna let it? She wants to grab it. I'm gonna let her grab it. It ain't worth the struggle.
I'd be wanting to grab my phone.
Because the thing is, Angel would fight me harder than she would fight anybody else. So
it was so funny. There was a brand deal that we did in New York, and it was the first time I heard a woman say what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I like feeling strong.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yes. I said, and I think sometimes in those situations with my male friends is they take it as a slight of like, you're not gonna let me be the man in this situation. And I'm like, I'm not even concerned about you. Let's start there. I like knowing my body can still do things because I do know there's gonna come a point in time where it cannot.
Yeah.
Then that's really what it boils down to. It has nothing to do with me being, slightly does, but the majority of it has to do with me wanting to feel strong and wanting to feel like I can hold and carry things.
And the way that's the thing, Angel would be breaking them nails. I'm like, I ain't got no nails to break, so go on, snap your little nails off.
I did.
And I'd be over a big patty, be like, oh, yeah.
Half the time, though, I'd be breaking my nails doing stuff that don't require, trying to get the baby out the damn, like trying to press the button on the car seat thing.
Yeah, but I never, the way I was raised, I was never taught to, I never looked at it that way of let me be a man in this situation. It would be, you shouldn't have to do that because I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you shouldn't have to pick that up because I'm standing right here.
Mm.
It wasn't like, oh, well, you need to be a man and make sure she, it was always, she shouldn't have to do it because you're standing right here and you need to be making sure that she don't have to do something that she don't need to if she don't want to.
Listen.
And that was just like a gentleman thing, not that they're weak or anything, or that she's weak or no. my aunt or anybody else. It's just like, no, she ain't got to pick it up. That's a, it was more of an honor thing of like,
no, I get
I honor you. You're not going to carry that to the house because I'm standing right here.
And this is, let me tell you, the unfortunate of my husband when he hurt his back, but when he, it hurt to the point where we had to go to the ER, in that moment, I was like, thank God I am strong, because I don't know what we would have done trying to get you out of that house mm-hmm. because you hurt yourself upstairs.
I'd have slid down the steps, like laid down. And we would have
called.
No,
I would have called.
Hopefully, I go unconscious and won't feel none of this.
We would have called the paramedics.
Yeah, we would have called paramedics.
But like, those are
some
moments.
Little weak, dainty chick.
Like, while I love,
get your skinny ass.
While I love my girl Quinn to death and I love Breesha to death, you would have been upstairs mm-hmm. with no help other than wiping your tears off of your face.
I'm like, get off me. Go get the dolly. Ha. Ha. He said, goat, that noise.
Yeah.
Ha.
Ha. So while I don't expect that from my male friends, I now expect them to possibly offer. That's what, unless they've known me for so long that they're just like, you ain't gonna let me help. Because the thing is if I truly do need help, I am going to ask you for that help. I'm not going to just be like, well, forget it. So what I do expect is that if you are ahead of me before going into a building, you better hold that door open for me.
And she ain't talking about like step aside and hold the door open. Angel means if you walk through the door, just hold it open so I can grab the handle. Yes. That's the type of hold open she's referring
that's all,
to.
Because I'm going to do the same thing for a complete stranger.
Right.
So if you my friend, there ain't no reason why I should be having to reopen the door if you right there.
Yeah. I usually, like I said, do it for families, like women with children. Even if there's a man there, if there's a family, I usually step aside, just hold the door open for him. And then the dude usually be like, oh, I got it. You go ahead. And I'm like, now I'm splitting your family. or elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody else, I'm just going to hold it. You got it? All right. And then if they don't say nothing, that gives me the opportunity to let it go on them, because specific women, in 2520s is notorious for that. I let that heavy ass door go so quick, let it smack them all across the side of them.
Because they don't say thank you.
Yeah, they don't say thank you, or they'll just walk through like they expected it, and that's when I just let it go.
See, though, but that's the thing. Yeah. They like, it is the courtesy. You're a man. That's what's expected.
Or now it's awkward because I'll be like, oh, you welcome.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't see me holding this door?
I'll do it.
Oh, sorry. I was. Nah. We here now.
Now, what I will say in how I am finally training up my sons, I'm now getting way more like I ain't bringing it up out of this car. Y'all bring every single thing.
Yeah, I used to tell. I'm like, they can grab all of that stuff.
Yeah,
there. Now Angela walk in, she'll sit down, pick up feet. Hey, y'all, that truck's up. Y'all go out there and get that stuff.
Their laundry bags, which are heavy, y'all figure it out. Get it up the steps. I try. Other than, no, they sometimes even got to carry my purse in, depending on what it is. For my boys, because they are so spoiled, they're so entitled in the sense of they just kind of expect certain things. I'm like, oh no, y'all going to make sure that if I ain't got to, if you can do it, then I shouldn't have to do it. Yeah. They're starting to, they don't fight me on it. They just be like, okay, I'll get it. Now, apparently Amar does fight my mother on certain things. My mother was like, Amar, can you go get me a bag of chips? And he said, but why can't you go get you a bag of chips?
Because that's the negotiation is part of their relationship.
He just says that to you too, Kennedy? Oh, he fights you? Yes. So Amar actually is like Kennedy just gave an example, and this is Amar at his worst. he doesn't even want to hold his own stuff.
Yeah.
Kennedy said she will be like, Amar, grab your lunchbox when you get out the car. And he'll be like, but I want you to grab it.
Yeah.
That is definitely Amar. He'll pull that in the morning with me all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, I have him. He'll have an arm. He'll have his lunchbox, his backpack, his blanket. You carrying all of it.
Mm-hmm.
He don't even fight me. I'm like, you drop something, and he'll sit there and pick it up. Like, all right, come on, let's hurry up and get to this truck.
He'll be like, but I want you to grab it.
Oh, no, he don't even pull that with me.
I want you. And I'll be like, well, you'll just go to school hungry.
Yeah, he's never pulled that with me.
Well, because he knows that you just see him as one of the homies.
Yeah. No, he's asked me something. He was like, Dad, could you carry my lunchbox? I was like, why? Because I wanted to run and play. All right, I'll carry it this time. But sometimes, other time, can you carry my lunchbox? Why? Because I don't want to carry it. Too bad. Matter of fact, take my wallet out. Hold that too.
He'll fight. So, yeah, I think what it all boils down to is that in relationships that I am not romantically vested in, relationships that I am romantically vested in, I don't have an expectation. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Outside of respect. I think this is the reason why it has not carried a lot of value with me. Because I was thinking about this in the shower. I was like, why do these things not resonate with me as like an important romantic gesture? It's because I have seen the chivalrous men also be abusive. Also be cheaters, be all the things that I'm just like, well, what did that amount to anything? You brought flowers, but she also has a busted lip.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You opened the door.
You've seen that from a young age. Huh?
Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen this guise of this is the gentlemanly thing to do out of monsters. So it does not actually hold value because I know it does not actually have to be an actual representation of the person's character. It can actually just be for show for other people.
And I've definitely seen it be for show from like, that ain't even you.
Yeah.
I know you. You over here performing for all of these people.
Right.
But that's different versus being in a intimate setting or just them being alone.
Yeah.
If it's just a homegirl or a friend or aunt and a dude, but I've seen dudes perform the whole chivalry thing.
Yeah.
And it'd be obvious too. Like, chill out.
You don't mean none of this. You don't mean a damn thing of this. So I think that.
Oh, we know a married couple. They are happily married and he don't do none of the chivalry. He will walk through that door and have her walk behind him.
I've got to figure out who that is. Yes. So.
I found it weird. I was like, damn, he just walked on through. And I guess that ain't how he was raised. That ain't how she don't care.
Right. And also, we got to understand, because it can, what's unfortunate, because I get why someone would enjoy it. So this is not to judge a person that would enjoy that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The male chauvinist world that we are trying to push past in
who's Joe?
Toxic masculinity and all that stuff. Chivalry is baked right into a lot of that. It's sometimes hard to pull the pieces out that you want without getting some of the pieces that you don't want.
Right.
So again, it's not his. It's not like I don't understand why that could feel so nice to have someone do something for them to inconvenience, because that's what it's supposed to be, them inconveniencing themselves for your comfort as a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to open the door handle, not because you can't do it. Obviously, you have fingers and you don't have a severe arthritis in your hand. You can open it, but I'm doing it because I don't want you to have to worry about it. I even had, this is how, I don't even be thinking about it. I don't remember where I was. We get car service a lot now. Praise God for the increase. So if we're going to an event, we're not getting Uber. We're getting actual car service, which means the person is a professional chauffeur. Mm-hmm. So there are certain things that they make sure. They make sure the temperature is right for you. There's water. There's like little condiments. And they open the door.
Open the door.
For you.
Anything outside of a purse they are putting in the vehicle for you.
They will close the door. They'll put my purse in the, listen, the ones we use. Oh, if I'm like, here, can you put this in there? Yes. Yes, Miss Angel. They talk to you in formal titles. They don't just refer to me as Angel. They always put a title in front of it. There was one man who finally had to say, please let me service you, because I was opening the door to get in and to get out.
Who was that?
I can't remember.
It wasn't one of the regulars?
It wasn't one of the regulars, because I think they're so used to me now, but it was another time that I was getting in and I was in and out. And finally, before I could, they were like, please let me service you. I was like, oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. I will wait. I apologize. That's all to go back to say, I can understand when someone takes it very seriously of this is my gift to you. Mm-hmm. There are certain things I don't want you doing, so let me give you that gift. But for me, Angel, and I know this is baked into how I was raised, there are certain things that don't hit me as important. I'll still accept it as a gift, but it doesn't hit me as romantic. The things that, so if I think back to my mother, right, and watching her date, watching her in relationships and stuff like that, when I think of what would actually make her life easy, if that's what like chivalry kind of is lifting the weight of something that you have to do and taking it. Opening the car door was definitely not one of the things that I was thinking. Yeah, that's something that's my type mom,
stuff your mama eat up though.
Oh yeah, she would eat it up just because she loves the fairy tales.
Yeah.
But like the things that
ain't what she needed.
Right. I'm like, someone to keep her and her daughter safe.
Right.
That to me is romantic.
Yeah.
You know, someone to have someone that their aim and their physical presence was, if I'm around, no one should ever think that they could test you all in any way. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, someone to be like, oh, your daughter needs to be picked up from dance. I got it. Right. And I'll bring her. Those are things that are romantic to me. Taking actual burdens off of my plate. That's why I'll be like, oh, you cleaned the dishes. That's nice. That makes my day. Oh, even though he will not cook. But if he does do a HelloFresh. No,
I don't do
that. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'd be hating him. I don't be in the kitchen. I'd be on the grill.
Right. I love it when he grills. But if he cooks in the kitchen and cooks something.
It's few and far between, but I do be in that kitchen.
The ponytail is getting put in. Okay.
That is a lie. However, she is appreciative. Well,
because I am appreciative. But the ponytail will get put in definitely if it's on a day that I'm not already exhausted. I appreciate what you did, regardless. But if
HelloFresh still sponsoring this?
I think they're coming back.
Okay, let me show. No, I love them meals.
Yes, but if he were to ever
cook
one.
It's easier for me to not follow. If I cook my own meal.
I'm telling you, it's our dyslexia. It's not skipping steps, because if you skip a step with HelloFresh, you've kind of messed up the recipe. You
messed up the entire thing. I get to the end and I'm like, why I got all this stuff left over? Oh, versus it, when I just cook for myself. But this thing, we don't have now. It's crazy. We don't have a lot of food to just cook.
Yeah,
randomly, it's all part of the meals.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, back in the day, I'm like, man, I can throw a little meal together.
Yeah, when we were dating without kids, and you cooked for me, that was romantic. He cooked some random fish with some vegetables inside of a tray.
Uh huh. Got the tilapia going and all that. Got the little the decoration on the outside. Let me go on there. I done busted open the oven there. You can bust that open, you know. Hey.
Now that I was like,
recipes?
That was so sweet. So for me, romance is very particular to the person. And me and Quinn had a whole conversation about this on Mommy Confessions, and she is a I need you to open the door for me. I need you to get me flowers. I need all the things, because she's also willing to play the role of the lady. Mm-hmm. She's willing to be the, you're not going to hear me. Like, I'll be the quiet. You can order for us. Yeah. Like, that is, it's not appealing for me to be that much of a lady. And it's so far out of who I am. I would be uncomfortable probably.
Yeah, and I don't want that much of a lady.
But but also I know that Quinn was raised with a dad that like really loves her, caters to her. I watched that man iron this dress for Quinn, and it had so many different, like, it was a cotton dress, like a button up cotton type of thing. So those that wrinkle real easy, and it had all these types of folds. That man ironed that thing for, I think, a solid 20 minutes trying to get it right for her. And I said, oh, my God, you were so spoiled.
That's where it come from, yeah.
I said, you did this to her. And she's like, what? My daddy did what? Uh-huh. I said, I just watched this man iron this damn dress for you so you could look nice. And she was like, well, see, no, that was his birthday gift to me because they didn't give me anything. I said, shut up.
Yeah.
I said, I now see why you are the way you are. Because if that is the treatment that your father gives you, I see why you are over the top with what you want from a dude. And she's like, I mean. That's not me, though. And I think Marcus, what would you say was the represents what you saw from your father to your mom to your sister?
It was protection. For my sister, it was guidance. He did spoil my sister.
Yes, he did.
Definitely spoiled my sister.
Very much so.
For my mom, his love language was definitely gift giving. He would enjoy getting her something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was very gentlemanly, especially when they went out, when my parents went out. He was like, that's when he would always step his A game up to being a gentleman and doing even the extra stuff that it wasn't like, oh, we just leaving out the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we leaving the house. I'm going to back the car in so your mama can just walk and get directly in the car and not walk around. I'm going to open up the door, all that type of stuff. But yeah, just it was the definitely for my mom, you are above everybody else. But for my sister, it was definitely a spoiling. It wasn't like on the relationship that Quinn and her dad have, but it was definitely like you should be treated differently from.
Let me tell you what I remember about his daddy and Sonya. Because again, we lived together.
Yeah, he spoiled the shit out of Sonya.
Sonya needed to get some bedroom furniture. And Sonya got.
Reverse. Oh, you wasn't around.
What are you talking about?
My sister had a scholarship.
Oh, yeah, you've talked about this.
A full scholarship running track. My sister was swift. She could have went to the Olympics. Chick was fast as hell. You had a scholarship to go to University of Kentucky to run and track. Decided her sophomore year, I think. I don't know, one of them years decided, I don't want to run no more. When I tell you these niggas paid her full ride out of their pocket.
Now, but one of them didn't want her to quit, and one of them did. And I feel like your mama was like, if she don't want to run, Nate,
that
she don't got to run.
Yeah. That sound like mama.
She was fooled by both of them. If she don't want to run, Nate, then she ain't got to run. When we were living together after college, she needed furniture. Okay. Now, there are different places where you can get furniture. You can get the cheaper furniture, Value City.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can get real wood, ornate furniture that belongs in a big house. And that furniture is expensive. Sonya went and picked out some furniture, and I'm looking at the price tags. I was like, whoo, my God, today. And Melanie, our other roommate, was like, oh, Sonya's daddy's going to get her that. I said, and I looked.
Melanie and I already knew.
Yeah, she said, oh, her daddy gonna get her that. I was like, are you serious? I think Sonya had $5,000 worth of bedroom furniture in an apartment that was shared with three women.
Meanwhile, I had to pay him back for the books that he bought for me when I went to school. He fixed my transmission went out on my car. I had to get the seals went out. He paid for that. Guess who had to pay him back? I did.
Mm-hmm.
But he buying his worthless heifer $5,000 worth of furniture. Y'all wonder why I treat her the way I do. That's Patreon. Y'all don't know the full story.
Spoiled. I was just like, first of all, that's when I realized y'all had money. But second of all, I was just like, he just gonna buy that for her. Oh, my God. I was so shocked.
Yeah, she was spoiled.
I was like, I could only get, like, school clothes money. She got a whole furniture yeah, set, and she's a grown woman.
And did it again when she bought her house.
Yes. Oh my God, today. Anyways, we'd love to hear how you all, what you all's thoughts are on what should happen in a platonic relationship with the opposite sex, and what is doing too daggone much. Special thank you to Geraldine to get for giving us such a great topic to talk about. We'll be back next week, back in the same room.
Absolutely.
Same time. Wednesday is when this is uploaded. But if you would love to join us live to enjoy the conversation and be with the other 140 some people that watch us live, feel free to join our Patreon for $5 a month. You'll get at least 4 episodes a month. Mm-hmm. And when our schedules aren't beating us in the head, you'll get extra things. We're starting back up Cooking with the Tanksleys. Yeah. We'll be doing Fixing Shit, which is our Wednesday segment where we fix stuff either around the house or just in our life in general. And you'll
updates on little small projects. Y'all get all the stuff, all mm-hmm. the nitty gritty.
And some of the new content that Marcus will be shooting for Tanksley
yes.
TV.
Yes.
You'll be getting that as well live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to tell them about it as soon as we press stop.
Yes. Oh, and they also got to, for the first time, I allowed Patreon to be with us pretty much all day as we shot content with my content manager, Bree. So they got to see how the sausage is made. And how we batch shoot all of my content for the month. So... it's all good at patreon.com/thatchickangel. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Lumi and Shopify. Please use our promo codes, ARGUE, shopify.com/argue and lumideodorant.com promo code ARGUE. I think that's pretty much it. I feel like there's something else. Oh, obviously stream. I just want to shake my, and I think that's it. Is there anything I'm missing that we're supposed to say?
I don't know. We'll say it next week.
Yeah, y'all know where to follow us. Y'all know where we be. God bless y'all.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.